We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are starting three lines from the top. Hugras ben Levi, Tanya. So it's saying the Mishnah, Hugras ben Levi knew how to sing very nicely. He didn't want to teach anyone. Tanya, Kishunoisin Koiloi ben Ima, when he used to sing in his sweet voice, Machnes Goyle Sech Piv, he put his thumb into his mouth, he put his finger on his mustache, between the hairs on his mustache. It was so beautiful, his singing, that when he started singing, the Kahanim, who were next to him, like, were in shock. They flew back, because this was such a beautiful singing. And Tais Shalom adds on, and Tesefta adds on, that they didn't want to teach anyone. They asked him, why do you want to teach anyone? And he answered the same thing like the other ones answered. Basically, Basaftinos, They answer the same way. That he didn't want to teach anyone how to sing this way. You shouldn't do Avodah Zarah. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Kamser, that's the fourth person in our Mishnah. Leirotu Lamed Al Maisa Ksav. He didn't want to teach how to write four letters at one time. Incidentally, just the Mishnah Lamed Aleph, the Meritz Chias, says that it's impossible to write letters with four pens. He says it was a type of tfus. It was a type of like printing thing that he had to do. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. It's interesting pshat, not pasha pshat. And that's how he wrote the letters, four letters at a time. But he didn't want to teach anyone on Maisa Ksav. Omo Lov, so he took four pens in between his fingers. It's not mashma that it's a tfus here. It's not mashma, it's printing. He took Dal Kumos Mitzvah. So if it was a letter of four, it was a word of four letters, he wrote it at one time. Why don't you teach anyone? And one of the Gersa Adamim, he's quiet. He's Shasak, he's quiet. He didn't have a pshat. He couldn't say the pshat that everyone else said because it doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah to write something at one time. So Kulam Matzah Tshuva L'Reim, everyone had an answer to explain their ways. Ben Kamsa L'Matzah L'Reim, L'Dvarah, L'Matzah Tshuva L'Dvarah. He didn't find a tshuva for his words. Al Rishonim Nema Zeichet Tzadik L'Bracha. So some taitch means our Rishonim means the first three of our Mishnah of Beis Gormu, Beis Haftinos, and Hugas Ben Levi. Then you can say Zeichet Tzadik Gebracha. But when Kamtza v'Chaveru, Kamtza and his friends, Nemar v'Shem Rishom Yirkav, their name Sharat, my v'Shem Rishom Yirkav, Amar Rav Lazar Rekivas Tal v'Shmoisam. Never call anyone that name. No one's ever going to call anyone Ben Kamtza. Let the name Rat. Lemaskinim v'Shmaya. You don't call anyone by that name. There was this child named Doig, and the problem is that's more than Akasha that we know there was Doig Doimi who was a Rasha, and we see we called someone Doig. Maisa Doig ben Yosef, Shenichov ben Katan Imoy, his father died when he was very young. Every day, his mother used to measure, see how tall he got by Tvachim, and at any time he was extra Tefach. He gave the money to, he gave the weight of him to the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Mishkol Yishol Zav. He gave his weight out of Zav. He gave it to the Beis HaMikdash. And say, look how precious this little baby was to the mother. And still, when the enemies got strengthened over Klai Yishol V'shas T'churban HaBayis, T'vachtoi, she shechted him v'chalt and ate him. If a lady will eat her offspring, someone who measures measured his children by tefachim, she measured her children with the tefachim, and she ate the child. Meshiv ruach hakodesh and the apostle v'meres miyaharig mikdash Hashem kaim benavi. If you know this happens, if you kill. In the Beis HaMikdash, Zechariah ben Yehuda HaKohen was killed, who was a Kohen and a Navi. So this is what happens. What do you see from this price? So they call someone Doig. So Chayrit Shveh, he calls someone Doig. And the Gemara is simple. Chazim HaDasalik, but look what happened to him. His mother ate him. So you see, it's not good to call him Doig. The Tais Shalom here of Anot asks, so how do we call someone Yishmael? We actually had on Daf Lava Chesem Nalaf a Moira of Yishmael, or a Tanur of Yishmael. So how do you call someone Yishmael? That's Tais Shalom's Kasha. So he says, if you learned the tshuva, good. But if you didn't do tshuva, what are you going to say? So he answers, Mar Degat Haaretz. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the name Yishmael, that's a chashuv name. Even if he was a Rasha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a name from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, actually named Yishmael himself. And therefore, that name is fine. Omar Rabbi Loza, Tzadik ma'atzmoy v'roi shoy mechaveiroi. A tzaddik has a schus from his own schus. He doesn't need any help. A rasha mechaveiroi. A rasha gets banded together with his friends. Tzadik ma'atzmoy d'chsev zeichet tzadik v'rocha. Loshen yachar, zeichet tzadik v'rocha. Tzadik gets remembered l'vrocha for his own good deeds. He like it says by Avraham Avinu, his salach l'fona v'yei saman. He walks in front of Hashem with his own schusim. But Rasha mechaveiroi, the chesiv is shem rishon yirka. But Rasha gets cursed together with his friends. Shem rishon im yirka. Only Ravina lu Ravana. That masada gad the kamei. Ravina told the certain Talmud that was masada the gad in front of him. When Noah Milsa, the Om Ravana zechat zalik bracha. How do you know this idea, which Chazal say when you hear a name of a tzaddik, it should be for praise? It's a pasuk in Mishnah. What do you mean? How do you know this? So he says, no, but the rice of Manolan. How do you know from the Torah's idea? The chsiv, like it says in the pasuk, Vashem Omar, Hamachas Anima Avram Hashem Yoisa. It says that right before Sodom, Hashem says, am I going to not tell Avram Avinu what I'm doing to Sodom? And it says right away afterwards, like it interjects, it interjects in the pasuk with chsiv, Vavram Hoyia God of Otsum. And it says in the pasuk about the praise of Avraham Avinu. It says, "From Hayu Yil Gov Atzum Nivruchu Vaykal Goy Aretz." So you see, when you mention a tzaddik, automatically give him a bracha. Zok the Moravite. He asked him, "No Hamilsa the Amar Rabban Hashem Shem Yirkav." How do you know the idea of Hashem Rishon Yirkav? The names of Rishon Sharat. I'm Ledochsev Hashem Shem Yirkav. Says in the pasuk, names of Rishon Sharat. So he said, "No, but the Raisa Nolan. How do you know that mid the Raisa from the Torah is the idea of Hashem Rishon Yirkav?" So he says the chsiv, because it says in the pasuk by Yael at Sodom, it says by Lot, he went to go to Sodom, and it says he camped out until Sodom, and right afterwards it says the chsiv, the anshi Sodom ra'am v'chatam l'Hashem v'oid. The people from Sodom were bad to Hashem. They did averus, they were rasham. So you see, when you mention a rasha, you right away say they're gnai when you mention a rasha. Amar Rav Elazar. Tzadik dar ben shnei rishom leilam ha'aseim. We had a history of tzadik living between two rishom, and he didn't learn from the masim. Who is that? It's a vadia who lived between Achav and Izavel. And you have a rosh dar ben shnei tzadikim leilam ha'aseim. Who's that? That's Esav. We'll see the more we'll speak it out. That's Esav who lived between Yitzchak and Rivka. Tzadik dar ben shnei rishom who leilam ha'aseim. Vadia is a vadia who lived between Achav and Izavel. Rosh dar ben shnei tzadikim leilam ha'aseim. Esav lived between Yitzchak and Rivka. That's what Rabbi Yochanan learned. I would say Yitzchak and Yaakov, but I guess the Yaakov ran away. So, but the Rabbi Yochanan said Yitzchak and Rivka leilam ha'aseim. Esav lived near Yitzchak and Rivka. They did not learn from their maisim. Zog to Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, Berechasim shal tzadikim at lomad klal al rishom. From the bracha to tzadikim, you can learn out a klal to rishom. Mekalasim shal rishom at lomad bracha tzadikim. The Gemara explains. Berechasim shal tzadikim at lomad klal al rishom. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Ki edativ leman ashe yitzave. I know about Avraham Avinu that he's mitzave as bono as beisa yachra v'shom v'darach Hashem las estoko mishpat. That's what it says in the pasuk about Avraham Avinu. Chassid v'asrei. See, right afterwards it says that there's a klala, which means that the way we tie chikers like this, b'shas the bracha of tzadikim comes a klala to the rishon. You see, we say a bracha of tzadikim, right after it says, zakas sdoim v'amayra, we're going to destroy the sdoim and amayra. And in time when there's a klala to rishon, you find the bracha for tzadikim, at the lama bracha of tzadikim, and then it says, the next pasuk, Hashem Amal Avram, the pasuk continues, Hashem Amal Avram, Achrei Parloim Imoy, and it says that how you see is going to be a big nation. It says, Vaita in the psukim there. And so you see that B'makim, there's a klalot to Rishoim, there's bracha for tzadikim. Om Rav Elazar, fill with shalt tzadik echad om nivra. Even for one tzadik, it's worth to create the whole world. Shnema. Vayar elekim es orki toiv, vein toiv el tzadik. Toiv always refers to a tzadik. Shnema imru tzadik ki toiv. And it says, Hashem created the aura, the light. Hashem created the world. He wanted him, that's for a tzadik, it's worth to do it. Because it says ki toiv, that's the tzadik. Anyone learns, forgets anything from his learning, it means he does it on purpose. Goyim galos abanav, causes galos to his children. Shnemar, batishkach Torahs alekecha, you forgot the Torah of Hashem. Eshkach banecha gam ani, I will forget my children. You'll forget your own children. I'm going to forget my children, and Hashem says, I'm going to forget my children, they go into galos. Rabavol amam, read my yisum glosai. We take him away from his gedula. Shnemar ki ata hadas ma'asta b'maschem akayin li. If you were disgusted in my das, then I will lower you from your post as a kayin, as a leader. Arum chiyav abarum yechna. Ein tzag niftam ra'ayla ma'chabo shenivra tzadik amayisai. Hashem is always mesader that even if a tzadik dies, the next tzadik already was created. Shnemar mezorach hashemesh avah hashemesh. The shemesh goes down, shemesh comes up. Actually, kavsa shemesh shel eli zarcha shemesh shel shmuel. Zarcha shemesh happened before vah shemesh. That there's a new zricha before the sun goes down. And where do you find that? You find that like by Eli. Before Eli was nifter already, Shmuel was groomed into being the next gadol adar. So zarcha shemesh shel shmuel haramasi. Armuchi b'avim yechna. Rakar shbaruchu shetzadik tzadikim u'atim. Hashem saw tzaddikim, not so much tzaddikim in the world. Amav shoshlim chol dovedar. He planted them in every single dar. Shenama ki Hashem etzuki aretz vayoshas aleihem table. Table means like emptiness. He planted them in the emptiness. Every dar gets a tzaddik. And the first we speak out, what does it mean Hashem planted a tzaddik? Isn't every person possible to be a tzaddik? Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz b'yir shemayim. Every person has an opportunity to be a tzaddik. So you have to say there is something in the Teva that certain people are more inclined to be a tzaddik. Everyone has to work on themselves, but there are people who have it a little easier, mitivam, and that's what Hashem planted those type of people in every dar in order to have tzaddikim in every dar. Even for one tzaddik, the world is kayim. Tzaddik is yisoid olam. A tzaddik is the yisoid of the world. Rav Chili Dei Amar, Mahachav Nispasik, Raglei Chasidov Yishmar, which means that in the Chasidov, Zemar has a question now, but you see from this pasuk that the world's Miskayim, Yishmar, the world's Miskayim from the Ragle of the Chasidim, Chasidov too much more than one tzaddik, more than one tzaddik, a lot of tzaddikim. Or Nachma Yitzchak Chasidov Yiksev. If you look at the pasuk, it doesn't have the extra yud, and you read it Chasidoy, one Chasid, the world will be saved or watched. Another drasha from this pasuk that once a person passes the age of 36, roiv of his years, and he didn't do avera, shuvei nechayte, he won't do an avera anymore. Shnema raglei chasidov yishmar. Raglei is like loshon of the end of his life. Raglei is the bottom of a person. So the end of his life, if he's a chasid all his life, the end of his life, Hashem will watch it. And the Tosfos Yerushalmi asks from Yochanan Kohen Gadol. That's a shemesh v'kuna gedayla for 80 years, and at the end he became a tzaduki. So how can you say that he doesn't? If once he goes past 36, he's not going to have chet. So Tosfos Yerushalmi answers, Yesh loyma the vaden balu tame ain noyal in lefanav. If he wants to, you don't want to close it up. He has a bechira, but we give it much easier time. He doesn't do any chet most of his life. He'll have much easier time at the end of his life. So the Gemara writes, "The Vera Vashila Amr Kivin Shabala Yadoi Dvar Vera Parmashenav Shniyav Enechayte." If a Vera comes to his hand, he doesn't do the chait, not the first time, not the second time, on the third time, it's much easier. Shuv Enechayte Shneima Ragle Chasidav Yishmar. Same type of drasha that Ragle Chasidav. If he watches himself the first few times, so like the way the Rashi teaches is that lashon of regalim is a lashon of times. Like it says by Bilam, "Why kick me shalosh regalim three times?" So he says, Ragle Chasidov, when you have the regalim two times, you act b'tzitkus, then Yishmar will watch you from chait the next time. Amar Ashlakus Maidach said, Im Leitzim Hul Yalitz, if he wants to be a Leitz, Hashem will let you. But La'anovim, someone who tries to be a tzaddik, Yitain Chain, Hashem will give you Chain. It doesn't say Leitzim, he'll give you Leitz, he'll let you go. But Anovim, if you want to be a tzaddik, he'll give you Chain. Balatame, if someone wants to metam himself, Hashem allows you, he opens the door for you. He allows it, he lets the door be open. Balatar, you want to do tshuva? You get help. you get help. And the Gemara brings a mashal to that. Tomei Rebbe Shmuel, mashal adam shemoichin neft v'farasimayin. A person was selling neft and parasimayin. Neft is kerosene, something that smells terrible. V'farasimayin is b'samim. So v'alav neft, if the customer wants to buy neft, I don't know, measure it yourself. I'm not getting involved. I don't get myself smelly. But in the v'farasimayin, where you go to measure the spices, the smelling of the perfume, hamdali, wait for me, I'll do it for you. I'll do it with you. This is basim and ivato. Both of us should smell good. I'll help you out with that. Well, let's try to finish the parak. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, Aveira, someone does Aveira, Mitam Temes Libish Lodom. It stuffs up the heart of a person. Shinema, it says in the Pasik that Veloisitamu Behem. Talking about eating shirotzim, says what is it? Tamu behem v'netmeisem bam, and we dash the word v'netmeisem as v'netamtem. I'll take v'netmeisem. It's missing the aleph taka. It's missing the aleph. It just says v'netmeisem. So you can read it elav v'netamtem. It will stuff you up, clog you up, clog up your heart. If someone eats machal suras, it gets clogged up. Tana rabbanon. What is tamu behem v'netmeisem bam? Odom v'tamu osma maat. A person is v'tamu himself a little bit. V'tamu yisay harbe. He becomes tamu a lot. Milamata becomes tamei here. This world, matamei is lamaila, becomes tamei. It becomes tamei up there. By by milamala, up there in shemayim. By elamazeh, if he does something elamazeh, matamei is abba. Loilam abba. And matamei is a harvey doesn't mean Hashem gives you more tumah. We said 7:4. He doesn't give him a tumah. Rashi says, "Manichin oisel tamei harvey." We allow you to do more than you get. You lose your protection. Tana Bonim vis Kadishtam Isam Kadoshim, Odom Mekach Asmaati, Mekach of a little bit, Mekach Moisim Harbe. There Hashem gives you more Kadusha, it's Messiah. Mulmato, if you Mekach yourself here in this world, Mekach of Samaila, then Mekach Yum Shemayim, Boilamazem, Mekachim Oiso, Loilam Abba. If you do Kadusha here, Hashem Mekach you Loilam Abba. Hadron, Aloch, Omulam, Amnunabli Ned, if those that finished it, Mazel Tov.